We just have a few minutes left of this hour of the Mike McFeely Show, and I want to get out there that the next big thing in Bison sports is going to be starting tonight. And it's been started for a while, but now that the football season's done, the men's basketball team is outstanding at North Dakota State. They are excellent, and they have a chance to get to the NCAA tournament this year if they can take care of business. They open the Summit League schedule tonight at lovely Fort Wayne, Indiana, against Indiana Fort Wayne, the Mastodons. And to help us talk about this, let's bring in the head coach of the men's basketball team at NDSU, Mr. Saul Phillips. How are you finding Fort Wayne, Indiana, Coach?
Snowy and cold. Just like home. We're making ourselves at home. You know, you've been probably talking Chris Christie a little bit today, right?
I have been, yes.
Just thought maybe let's talk Doug Christie, the enigmatic two-guard of the New York Knicks.
Isn't he over in North Korea right now with Dennis Rodman, as a matter of fact? I think he's one of those guys, isn't he?
I'm telling you, I don't know. You know, obviously Dennis Rodman isn't the ideal ambassador anyway, but even basketball people would say that's a really bad idea. Let's shift directions here. But, yeah, Doug Christie was a two-guard out of Pepperdine, gained his most notoriety in the NBA. His wife was very vocal during games, and it caused quite a stir. I remember that.
He also probably never set up a bridge, a fake traffic study to block traffic on a bridge to punish the mayor of a small town that didn't endorse him or his NBA career. He probably also didn't do that. I'm just
allegedly, or maybe
he did. I don't know.
Well, who knows? You know what? I won't weigh in on that. We haven't played in New Jersey. I got no right to do it.
You played New Jersey Tech. You two have played in New Jersey.
That was a while ago.
That was a long.
I miss those games. New Jersey Tech was the gym that we had. We went into for pregame, and there was literally a badminton game going on the other side of a net. So contrast that with going into Ohio State or Notre Dame, pretty similar.
Preview the game tonight. Are you going to have Taylor Braun? Is he going to play? I know you rolled an ankle in practice a while ago and missed the Mayville State game, but are you going to be at full speed for your conference opener tonight, Saul?
Good today running around. Now, we haven't opened him up full throttle since he rolled the ankle, kind of treating him with kid gloves a little bit, but he looked pretty good today. So, yeah, he's going to start. And, you know, I guess it's kind of a play it by ear thing, but it doesn't matter. We're in conference. We'll get through it one way or the other.
Mike Felt, he's a guy that you've talked about a lot lately when I've been hearing your interviews with Scott Miller and others. Kind of cold shooter there for a while, but you need him to come through big time offensively with some three pointers. Saul, how's he doing?
Well, he had a get-well game against Mayville, hit six threes, 30 points, and he needed that badly. You know, we can talk about being mentally tough. Sometimes it just helps to see the ball go through the hoop. So he had a good game against Mayville. Now it's time to move ahead against IBFW, the Mighty Mastodon.
Where does this rank in the Summit League nickname race, by the way? I prefer Mastodons over Kangaroos, but I know that the Kangaroos have a creepy mascot that kind of hangs out around your bench and kind of creeps you out. So are you a Mastodon guy?
Out big time. No question. The Kangaroo was among the stalkiest of all. But I stopped my power rankings and nicknames in the Summit League when the Centenary Gentleman left. Where do you go from there? So you're kind of done.
Doesn't get any better than that. No question about it. Marshall Bjorklund. Do people, Bison fans, media, realize how good Marshall Bjorklund is when it comes to centers who have donned a Bison uniform, Saul?
I don't think a whole lot of people do, but his head coach does and really appreciates him. I think he's terrific, and statistics bear it out. I mean, he's leading the nation in field goal percentage right now. He's just such a steady force where we throw it down to him and good things happen. And I could get more complicated than that, but that's pretty much my mindset. We're going to face all kinds of different looks to keep the ball out of his hands as we get into the league here, and that's really kind of where my mind is. How do we overcome that? How do we keep going through Marshall? Because we've got a lot of good players, but, boy, there aren't going to be a whole lot to ever come through NDSU in terms of offensive efficiency like Marshall Bjorklund.
Got about 30 seconds. Are you happy you played the very difficult non-conference schedule you played? Did that prepare your team for the conference?
It was absolutely what this team needed. I'm not going to go all Greg Campy every year. It's not going to happen that way, but this year it worked out really, really well, and it worked out well because we won enough of them to stay relevant.
Thank you, sir. Good luck.
Take care.
You bet. Saul Phillips, men's basketball coach, North Dakota State. That game is at 6 o'clock Central Time. That's our time.